The invasion of Ukraine by Russia has compelled many to turn to the Bible to see if current events are the start of the end times. Perhaps one of the series of passages turned to most is Mark chapter 13, verses 7 through 10, which has Jesus revealing, "When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them, and the gospel must first be preached to all nations." In light of the people who are teaching evil as a positive and finding support for doing so, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 teaches, "The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons." There are also those who connect a specific, such as the Ukraine invasion, with a wider picture. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people." When you look toward the end times, you need to ask yourself several questions. Do you understand what the battle leading up to it is? Paul writes in Ephesians 6:12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Another question to ask yourself is, have you prepared yourself for these times? Instruction comes to us from Romans chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. "Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." What will be some of the things believers will be up against? That answer is found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. "Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, 'Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.'" But the biggest question people have about the end times is, when will he happen? Are we seeing the beginning of the end now? Jesus declared in Mark 13:32, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father."